Once again, a couple of the verses read to you a moment ago from the Gospel reading, Mark chapter 9. Then a cloud formed, overshadowing them. A voice came from the cloud. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And all at once they looked around and saw no one with them anymore except Jesus alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he gave them orders not to relate to anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man rose from the dead. God is very explicit at this moment on that Mount of Transfiguration. He speaks from the cloud that overshadows the group. And he is very clear. "This is my beloved Son. You listen to him." That's what he says. "You listen to him." But what did Jesus say? You heard the account in Mark. You can read the same account in the other Gospels, at least Matthew. And you won't hear Jesus saying much of anything. And yet God tells Jesus' disciples very clearly, "Listen to him." But then we're told, after the event was over, and the group was descending from the mountain, we are told that Jesus spoke. Now remember, God said, "Listen to him." And what is it that he said? Mark tells us that he told his disciples to relate this event to no one until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Listen to him, God says. The implication being, obey what he says. Do what he says. Jesus tells them, don't tell anybody about this until I've been raised from the dead. Well, that, of course, kicks off a lot of other questioning and the rest of this, Mark chapter 9, from the disciples. But that's what Jesus said on that occasion. That's the only thing recorded that he said on that occasion. And God said, listen to him. Take to heart what he says. You guys tell nobody about this until I have risen from the dead. Why? I think it's a message, this whole transfiguration thing is a message that really sorely needs to be heard today. Because the problem is, you see, that so many of the people who attend church, who profess faith in their day-to-day life, will turn to such an occasion as the Transfiguration and will hear it. I mean, let's face it, it was a glorious moment. It was quite something for the disciples to witness that thing. Jesus in all of his glory and all of his splendor and all of his might and power. Who wouldn't want to follow him? And that's what we hear. Troubles come upon you, financial, health, relational, you name it, doesn't matter what it is, and we hear it. Based on texts like this and many others in the scriptures, here it comes now. You ready? This is what Jesus can do for you with faith. This is what he can do. He can exhibit his power in your life. He can exhibit his power over that problem that you're experiencing. He can show his power to the point where that problem just disintegrates, dissolves, and goes away. And your life goes on the better for it. He can do it for you. This is what he can do. God says, listen to him. And Jesus says, you don't tell anybody about this until I have risen from the dead. And that just seems really to put that stamp of approval on what is being preached and taught today, doesn't it? It's that resurrection power that Jesus is able to exhibit in any of his followers' lives. But why does Jesus say what he does? Because you see, as Paul makes very clear, the resurrection is more than just a show of God's power over the enemies of mankind. No, the resurrection is God declaring to the world that the redemption that his Son sent to accomplish for this world is indeed complete. He did it. And now there is absolutely nothing at all lacking in your salvation. Nothing. If there was, God wouldn't have raised him from the dead. Jesus says to his disciples, you see, I don't want a bunch of people who are going to be following me because they think I can do this for them. Rather, what I would have you focus in your message to my followers is this. Look what I have already done. That's the message of the church. That's the message of the Mount of Transfiguration. You see, that is exactly what the other evangelist tells us Jesus spoke about with Moses and Elijah on that mountain. The exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. What exodus? The exodus out of the condemnation of sin to life in the presence of God eternally. Listen to him, God says. And then we do when he speaks. Your message is not going to be what I can do for you. Your message is to be what I have already done. That's the message of Paul. That's the message of the biblical writers as a whole. And that sorely needs to be the message of his church today. Jesus knew, you see, if people were putting their stock in a successful Savior, they would turn their backs on Mount Calvary. With his utter defeat, with his utter humiliation, now he says, you don't tell anybody about this transfiguration until my mission is complete. Then you go forth. And then, and only then, do you tell. The church needs to get its message straight. Not what he can do, but rather what he has done. Amen.